Very happy to welcome in Hall of Famer and Dolphin broadcaster Bob Greasy. He joins us on the Metro PCS hotline. Bob, it's been a few weeks since we've spoken to you. How you been?
I've been good. How are you guys doing?
Excellent. Thank you. Appreciate it. What do you make of these moves so far that the Dolphins have made in this first week of the new league year?
Well, I think I'm like everybody else. I like what Jeff Ireland and the Dolphins are doing. It kind of takes me back a few years to when Coach Shula first came, and I almost liken that to Joe Philbin's in his second year. Coach Shula was in his first year, and they looked at our roster and they said, we need a big time receiver. We need some guy that can really shake things up. We need somebody that can attract attention in the secondary to open up some of these other guys. And I didn't know all that thinking was going on, but when they announced that Paul Warfield, this all-pro wide receiver from the Cleveland Browns, was coming to the Dolphins, I mean, there was just a big grin on my face. I was a fifth-year quarterback. And I said, I cannot believe that Paul Warfield is going to come down and play for the Dolphins. I was so excited. I look at this as almost similar to that. Mike Wallace is not, where Warfield was at that point as far as accomplishments and all that is concerned, but he is certainly a big-time wide receiver that's going to draw a lot of attention from the other team's defense and at least open things up for the other guys, if not catch some balls and make some big plays for the Dolphins in his own way.
Greece, I know you had a bunch of weapons behind you mostly when you were playing with the Dolphins, but you had Paul outside. But could you imagine having three, four, maybe five guys lined up that you have an option to throw the ball to?
Well, that's what you'd like to have, and that's what the successful passing teams, the teams that are in the playoffs every year and in the Super Bowl, you come up to the line of scrimmage and you look at the defense, and hopefully you can read the coverage before the snap and say, all right, you guys are going to take away Warfield. You guys are going to take away Mike Wallace. I got these other guys over here on the other side. I got Hardline. I got Brandon Gibson. I got Bess. I've got Dustin Keller. I'm going to get my tight end down the middle. If you're going to leave him one-on-one, I've got a tight end now that I can get downfield and get the ball to. So it just opens up a lot in the passing game. I think we've taken a little bit of a hit in the running game with the loss of Jake and the loss of Fasano and Reggie Bush. But, we're not finished yet. We're going to get another offensive lineman probably in free agency. I think they're going to take one in the draft. I think a running back is going to come our way, and I think a tight end is going to come. So we're not finished yet. But offensively as a quarterback, I'm liking what I'm seeing.
Bob, you look at the game now and what it's become, and everyone talks about Mike Wallace, and I kind of keep looking at the other guys. I look at the tight end. I look at another receiver. Now I look at a pretty nice situation where you've got a nice four-wide receiver set that you can throw out on the field and a tight end there. And with the way the game has become such a spread offense, I'm kind of at the point where, look, first down, if you don't get 8 yards, there's a pretty good chance you're going to be in three or four wide receivers. And now it seems all of a sudden the Dolphins have the personnel where you've got to go out and respect each and every one of those guys for what they're able to do in the passing game.
Well, and as a quarterback, you don't have to throw to a guy. You don't have to force it to a guy. You tell me what coverage you're going to be in, and I'm going to read it, and I'm going to throw to the single coverage because I've got four pretty good guys that can get open on anybody. Hardline and Bess have proved that last year, and especially Bess on third downs in the slot. And Gibson, we saw him make some really pretty nice plays against the Dolphins last year when he was playing with the Rams. So, just tell me what you're going to play. I'm going to throw it to the other guy, and he's going to make a play for me.
Bob Greasy is with us on the Metro PCS Hotline. How much more comfortable were you, and I know you started most of the games, not all the games your rookie year, but that second year, going, the whole offseason going into it as Ryan Tannehill is getting ready to do. How big of a difference was it for you?
Well, I think this is where it is going to be a huge jump because all the experience that I had the first year and all the experience that Tannehill had in his first year, you know, he's going to look back and say, hey, you know, all those mistakes I made, boy, those were dumb mistakes. You know, I can do better than that. And he'll bring along all the good stuff that he did, and he'll improve on all the stuff that wasn't so good. And there's a huge jump from the first year to the second year because you have that learning curve, the experience curve, is just going to be such an improvement on what it was the first year. You know, I just bring a smile. It brings a smile to my face when I think about it. You know, how much better I played in the second year than I did in the first year, and I'm expecting that from Ryan as well.
Bobby, you talk about, we talk a little bit about the offense right there. What about the changes on defense? Losing Carlos Dansby and Kevin Burnett, with adding Danelle Ellerby and Phillip Willard. What do you think about what they've done on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, you know, you're right. Not only those two guys, but you know, Sean Smith, mm-hmm. Is not there. We need some playmakers in the secondary and the linebackers. The one guy that was a playmaker when he came to us as a free agent last year at the beginning of the season and got hurt in the fourth game and wasn't there all year was Richard Marshall. And he's going to be back and healthy and playing. This guy had 26 takeaways in 6 years of playing in the league. The guy was a big-time guy, a playmaker, and a guy that could make some plays in the secondary. I don't know about the other guys. I don't know about Wheeler and Ellerby. I do know one thing. Dansby was the leader of that defensive group. So we lost some leadership. We lost Jake Long. You know, every time they'd go into a meeting with Coach Philbin, there was Dansby, there was Jake Long, and there was Reggie Bush. And those three guys now are playing for somebody else. So we've got some guys have got to step up and replace those guys.
Robert, what are the chances that when you heard the Dolphins signed Wallace that you were in the clubhouse at the golf course?
You about trying to be a smart aleck here now?
No, I'm just asking. Huh? I'm trying to place you.
There's a good chance of that. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
Bull camper trying to stir it up.
You know, I was. You know, I've got this update thing on my iPhone, and it buzzes there, rings every time there's an update. So I was always looking, and it never said anything about Wallace. You know, never said anything about the Dolphins. And then there was one time that it did ring, then it did say that. And I was happy for the organization. I was happy for Jeff Ireland. I was happy for Tannehill. I was happy for everybody that, you know, when you're the top guy, when you go after the top guy and you got all these teams after this top guy, you know, you're probably going to have to overpay a little bit. But that's all right. I mean, 2 years from now, if we're looking back on this, and Wallace has just set the league on fire. If he's caught 10 touchdown passes this year and 11 touchdown passes next year and caught 85, 90 passes, and the Dolphins have been in the playoffs those 2 years, we're going to look back 2 years from now and say, hey, we did, you know, we overpay every year for a guy like that.
Exactly.
Look at the Washington Redskins, what they did last year. They moved up from, I don't know where they were in the draft, from the 10th spot to the second spot to take RG3. And they gave up, what, three number one draft picks and a number two. And everybody said, geez, that's too much. Well, hindsight, you know, if you can get a franchise quarterback, would you give up three or four number one picks?
Yeah.
You certainly would. So that's the way I look at this deal. You know, time will tell, but I like our chances, and I like what we did.
So where can we follow you at on Twitter, Bob? At Bob Greasy?
Yeah, at JupiterHills.com.
Great stuff. The Hall of Famer, Bob Greasy. Dolphins will be playing in that Hall of Fame game up in Canton, Ohio, against the Dallas Cowboys. That got announced tonight, or this morning. I know it's always neat, obviously, for you to get to go back there, and neat to see the Dolphins playing that game this year, I imagine.
Yeah, that'll be fun. You know, I go back most every year. And that'd be fun to see the Dolphins up there. The good thing is it'll give them an extra game. Now they have five preseason games instead of four, an extra game to really play those young guys and give them some opportunities to show what they can do.
Exactly. Bob, always really appreciate it. Look forward to catching up a couple more times this offseason, and then that game in Canton will be here before we know it. Thanks for the time.
All right, guys, I'm looking forward to it.
Appreciate it. Bob Greasy on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.